Section 1, Historic Neighborhoods, Part C, the city's original townsite neighborhood. The original townsite generally consists of both the original commercial hub and residential development dating back to the late 1800s and early 1900s. This area includes 5th through 15th Streets and Ohio, Indiana, and Gray Streets. Number 1, the John F. O'Donohoe Anderson Bean Building, or the Iron Horse Pub, located at 615 8th Street. The John F. O'Donohoe Anderson Bean Building, commonly known as the Iron Horse Pub, was originally constructed in 1892 by M.M. Major Templeton and has survived various periods of alterations and renovations. This building has experienced a significant number of new business startups that parallel the growth of Wichita Falls, including oil, real estate, the Wichita Truck Company, utilities, hotels, and retailers. Number 2, the Hamilton Building, located at 900 8th Street. Built in 1927 during the commercial transitional period, a period of the 1920s and 30s between the classical and international styles of architecture, the Hamilton Building carries out stylistic Art Deco elements in tile decorations and Indian heads along the roofline. The top four floors make the building unique based on the design elements and decorative motifs. Number 3, the Graham B. Purcell Federal Office Building, located at 1000 Lamar. The United States Post Office and Courthouse at 10th and Lamar stands as a beautiful example of classical revival architecture. Built as the nation was recovering from the 1929 stock market crash, this monumental government building, constructed from 1931 to 1933, reflects a unique period of time in our country's history. Architecturally, the Purcell Building is significant as an example of the fine design work executed by the premier local firm of Volker and Dixon. Their partnership produced such locally well-known and beautiful examples of public architecture as the Hamilton Building, the Hardin Administration Building at Midwestern State University, and a number of school buildings. Number 4, the Kemp Center for the Arts, located at 1300 Lamar. The Kemp Library is a monument to the love that Joseph A. Kemp had for his wife and for Wichita Falls. In 1916, Mr. Kemp promised his wife a library as a Christmas present for her and the community. The structure, built in 1917, is a prime example of neoclassical architecture that was synonymous of early 20th century public buildings. Due to its architectural, cultural, and historic significance, this building was converted in the late 1990s from the historic Kemp Library to the Kemp Center for the Arts. Number 5, the Barry Brown House, located at 1400 Travis Street. The Barry Brown House was constructed in 1892 of redwood. The house is a great example of late Victorian architecture and is believed to have been ordered from the Montgomery Ward catalog. The lot's perimeter even still has its original iron picket fencing. The home was named after Brown, a well-respected city alderman who purchased the home in 1945. The structure was designated as a Wichita Falls landmark on November 5, 1985. In recent years, it was recognized by Preservation Texas and placed on the state's most endangered list. Number 6, the Hardy Hodges Chambers House, now housing Graphics 2, located at 1100 Travis Street. Local builders W. Lee Moore and James A. Rickholt constructed this residence in 1893 for Judge Samuel H. Hodges, an attorney and real estate investor in the city. The late Victorian-style house has East Lake detailing and is virtually the only substantial and intact survivor from that era. The house remained in the Hardy family for over 70 years. The building was purchased from Mrs. Chambers in 1984 and lovingly restored to its nostalgic grandeur for Graphics 2, a professional advertising and graphics agency. Number 7, the First United Methodist Church, located at 909 10th Street. On March 6, 1881, Reverend Ferdinand O. Miller, along with a group of six members, organized the Wichita Falls Mission, which later became the First United Methodist Church of Wichita Falls. It was the first Methodist church organized in Wichita County and the first church of any denomination in Wichita Falls. The present church held its first service on September 23, 1923. The main structure was planned by the architectural firm of Wyatt C. Hedrick. The building was designed by William Ward Watkin, a noted church architect from Boston. It's an outstanding example of the Gothic Revival style of architecture, with many artistic details and much biblical symbolism. Number 8, the Wichita Falls Opera House, which is now the Wichita Theater, located at 10th and Indiana. The Wichita Falls Opera Company was formed in 1908 and funded by public subscription, with the land for the Opera House being deeded by J.A. Kemp and Anderson Bean. The building was completed by the Fort Worth firm of Brown and Kramer. The Opera House was used for live theater, music festivals, concerts, ballet, traveling acts, opera, and graduation ceremonies for the Wichita Falls High School. The interior was remodeled later to accommodate motion pictures. In the 1990s, the building was again remodeled and is now used for live plays, musicals, and special events. Number 9, the Memorial Auditorium, located at 1307 7th Street. The exterior of this building is a splendid example of the 1920s Mediterranean architecture, Spanish mission style. The building's architects, Volker and Dixon, collaborated with Dallas architects Lang and Winchell, who had just completed the State Fair Music Hall of Dallas in 1925. The Wichita Falls Memorial Auditorium was originally a duplication of the State Fair Music Hall, with the same three portals on the front, but with a slightly different style of architecture and interior decoration. The building, constructed in 1927, was dedicated in 1928 and gained publicity because of the architect's innovative idea of combining city offices with an auditorium. Number 10, the Guy DeWitt Anderson House, located at 912 Burnett Street. This late Victorian vernacular style residence with distinctive second floor windows was designed by Wichita Falls architect Joseph C. Pate. Built for prominent businessman Guy DeWitt Anderson and his wife, it was completed in 1907. A noted civic leader, Mrs. Anderson also served as a commissioner for the Texas Centennial in 1936. Oil man W.E. Connors bought the house in 1918 and lived there until his death 20 years later. Built overlooking the city, it reflects the earlier prominence of the surrounding neighborhood. Burnett Street was the principal street with the best homes in the city in the early 1900s. Number 11, the Episcopal Church of the Good Shepherd, located at 1007 Burnett Street. The Episcopal Church of the Good Shepherd is the oldest church building in Wichita Falls with continuous use. Built in 1915, the building came into being just as Wichita Falls was becoming an important oil and railroad center. The dark red mixed brick structure is one of the city's outstanding examples of late Gothic Revival style for both its exterior and interior architectural treatments. The most decorative features of the building are its Gothic stained glass windows designed and crafted by Jacoby Studios of St. Louis, Missouri, and its carved oak interior paneling and beams. Number 12, the Zundelowitz House, located at 1104 Austin. This is a two-story brick home built in 1914 for $15,000 by Albert Zundelowitz, a well-known Jewish merchant in the city. A Wichita Falls Junior High School was later named in his honor, as city leaders found themselves short on funds during construction and Mr. Zundelowitz provided needed monies for the project's completion. This home combines the elements of the popular prairie and four-square architectural styles. Number 13, the Elks Home, located at 1005 9th Street. This building was constructed in 1930 and housed the Wichita Falls Lodge No. 1105 of the Benevolent and Protective Order of the Elks for many years. It served not only as a social center for the Elks, but for their charitable projects as well. The Elks Home was tastefully preserved and restored in 1994 as an adaptive reuse project by the same architectural planning firm that now occupies the structure, Bundy, Young, Sims, and Potter. Number 14, the Central YMCA, located at 1010 9th Street. The downtown YMCA was completed in 1949. Local architect Jesse G. Dixon designed the facility, and contractors Hare, Bullington, and Mason constructed the building. Everything from steel, hardware, roofing materials, and cafeteria equipment was supplied by local firms. Architecturally, this YMCA is a reflection of its time period and serves as an excellent example of post-war design in the country. Number 15, the Austin Elementary School, located at 1309 13th Street. Built on the original school site to replace an aging Victorian building, Austin School was completed in 1913, with additions built in 1919 and 1920. Elementary classes were offered at Austin until 2005, when the building was then sold and converted to loft apartments. Many of these units retain features from the school, including original classroom doors and windows. Number 16, Dr. Fannis's office, located at 1411 9th Street. This is a fine, unaltered example of Art Deco-style architecture, marking the heyday of Wichita Falls' remarkable growth and prosperity from 1925 to 1945. The building, constructed in 1940, is the first purposely built medical office outside of the downtown area, with 16 physicians having practiced from this site. The building was also the first medical office in Wichita Falls designed and built with central air conditioning. The building is also the oldest remaining purpose-built medical office building in Wichita Falls. Number 17, the Harold Jones Park, formerly the Bellevue Park, located at 1400 9th Street. Although this land was donated to the city in 1882, little attention was given to this first park in the city until 1906, when the newly organized Women's Civic League persuaded the city to pipe in water. The ladies planted trees, shrubbery, and flowers, which they tended until 1911, when they were able to hire a caretaker. Through the years, the park has served as a setting for community church meetings, political speeches, vaudeville shows, and special events. To mark both the city's 100th anniversary in 1982 and to commemorate the recovery from the 1979 tornado, the park was extensively renovated and the George Sugarman crepe myrtle sculpture was added. Number 18, the Sacred Heart Catholic Church, located at 1501 9th Street. Prior to the organization of a Catholic church in Wichita Falls, priests assigned to West Texas made occasional visits to minister to the spiritual needs of its Catholic citizens. In 1905, the first resident pastor moved the church building from Austin, between 7th and 8th Streets, to its present location of 9th and Holiday. This fine brick building with a larger and grander sanctuary was built in 1914 and dedicated in 1916. The total cost of the project was $32,500. Additional sites of interest of the city's original town site neighborhood include the former site of Mary Immaculate Academy at 9th and Holiday. Frank Kell was one of the original trustees of the Mary Immaculate Academy, which was built by the Sisters of St. Mary of Namur in 1905. Girls were boarded, and young boys came to the day school. The last classes held in this building were in 1966. The Wichita Falls Independent School District Education Center, formerly the Reagan Junior High School, located at 1104 Broad Street and built in 1909. Since the early settlers, schools have been a foundation in Wichita Falls. The schools were first incorporated in 1890, the same year the first brick school building was constructed. The school's charter was revoked in 1894, but the spirit of education remained. Evolving out of three private schools founded in 1879, the first public school in Wichita Falls opened in 1880 in a log cabin. 5 years later, the former Wichita County Courthouse was relocated to 10th and Scott for use as a school. The first brick public school building was built in 1890, and in 1892, the first graduating class, consisting of five students, received diplomas. After undergoing several reorganizations, the Wichita Falls Independent School District was chartered by the Texas Legislature in 1908. A new high school was built and opened in September 1910. The high school building on Avenue H, Wichita Falls High School, was opened for classes on the 5th of May, 1924. This high school changed from an 11-year curriculum to a 12-year plan in 1940. Additions to the building occurred in 1953, 1956, and 1977. Since its initial graduating class of five, the student population of Wichita Falls continued to increase. By 1936, 4,507 students had graduated from the school. Among the institution's former students are legislators, doctors, attorneys, ministers, entertainers, and business people. The school continues to be a vital part of the community.